Oh, hello.
Nigga,
What's
it's
up?
some
What's
whole shit going on in the fucking NBA. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, first of all, we're not talking about the NBA, so cut it out.
Listen, niggas about to get on here. I wanna cry.
Okay. Y'all, you can talk about the NBA on your own platform. I don't care.
Got you.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Okay, so like
you know, niggas gonna come here and talk about it.
Oh, all right, hold
okay. on. It's two more people I'm waiting on. All
right, hold on. Let me get in the house. I just got in the crib, so I know that. The first episode, they was getting on me for chilling, and then they heard a bunch of noise and shit. Let me get in the house.
I mean, it's okay because we're still waiting on two people. That's slow, folks. Hold on.
Let me get up in the house. I actually just got here. I ain't even been here. You know?
Is he building the house?
You got five blocks. What do you mean?
It's fucking hot in here. This shit don't make no sense.
Shit.
Yeah, it's alright. My car acting stupid right now. I said my car acting stupid right now. I don't know, yo.
Yes,
just,
mom.
I don't know.
I'm alive.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, there she go. All right, we're waiting for one more. I don't know what Kyrie is, but if he don't show up, it's okay. Because... Okay, let me go ahead and start this ad because I'm actually kind of tired. So let's get this spicy episode going. So this episode of the Untitled Podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Mojo Dough. Please stop moving, Frankie. Lolindo is the number one premier provider of organic and all-natural personal care goods for the entire family, men, women, and babies. To combat all the harmful toxins that plague commercial brand goods, all of Lolindo products are organic and all-natural, paraben and cruelty-free. Shop worry-free at lolindo.com and get 10% off your purchase when you enter in promo code UNTIE, A-U-N-T-I-E, at checkout, where nature is universal and washing your ass is essential. So make sure it's clean and fresh. Boom. Episode 20. I don't even know what episode. I'm so bad at this, y'all. Hold on.
I think it's 49.
No, it's 20. It's 26. Episode 26. And we talking about child support tonight. How many people on child support up here?
Not my ass. I ain't on shit.
I'm not on child support.
I gotta pay.
I'm not on child support.
Oh, he's so depressed. I gotta pay.
I gotta pay.
Okay, so who put their baby daddy on child support or baby mama, whatever?
I ain't gonna never put that.
Okay, so, all right, so Frankie, how do you feel about child support?
I think it's built for the people that are like more fortunate and that are willingly not wanting to pay. You know what I'm saying? It's not for people like that, like live average to middle class or whatever the case may be. I don't know, but if one is at fault, they put everybody at fault. So
I mean, or you could just not have sex.
That you know that too.
I mean, that works too. If you're gonna be concerned about child support, I mean,
the thing is, I wasn't even concerned about that. You know what I mean? And then I was helping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was helping, and then next thing I know, I get served with papers. I'm like, what is this?
Okay, so who got all them damn kids?
they gotta pay the child support though.
Who got all them? Who? Where's all them kids at? Who?
It ain't me.
You got a whole bunch of kids.
It's like mad kids on the line, like they want parts of this conversation. Okay, so Frankie, you was paying, you were doing for the child already, and you was served with child support papers.
Man, I was doing stuff for the child before the child was even born.
Wait.
Okay, so
how does that work?
Go ahead.
How was the relationship between y'all? Like, what happened?
All right, so
I'm not. Well, wait, not what happened. Why you guys aren't together? But as far as what changed, and then boom, you were on child support.
Why the hell did she go to the courts and file for child support if you was doing
right? That? Like, what changed? Like, what did she want to get back with you, and you didn't want her, and then next thing you know, boom, you were on child support.
In all honesty,
possibly?
I was helping. No. I was, like I said, we were together when she was pregnant. And then she left me when my daughter was like 5 months old. You know what I'm saying? And before that, like, when I was working, I was giving her like 3/4 of my check. I was only keeping like $100 to myself. I was giving her like the rest. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like 19. You know what I'm saying? And my father, he had landed me a job, you know what I mean, working with the DPW, you know what I mean, garbage truck shit or whatever the case may be. So I was making pretty good money. So I'm giving her all my bread.
You was giving her all my bread.
I was giving her all my bread. My checks were for like $1,200. I was giving her $1,100. And I'm like, yo, here, put this to the side. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, Frankie, I'm offended.
What?
I wonder why.
Why was you giving her $1,100 only for her to turn around and put you on? Well, you were 19. Okay, I can understand that.
This was before the baby was born?
Yes. Yeah. But I was telling her to put it away for a rainy day. And I'm like, yo, listen, whatever you want to do for yourself, go ahead. Like, do you. Like, you know what I mean? Fix your car, whatever you want to do. Just make sure you put money away. You know what I mean? And we was buying diapers. She was like a store manager at the Gap. So I'm going there giving like $10, grabbing like 20 outfits. Mad random shit. So I'm buying all types of stuff. You know what I mean? And then she started listening to outsiders, people that didn't even have kids. Like, oh, it's going to be hard. You're going to be doing this by yourself. So she would start sitting at the edge of the bed like, yeah, this is hard. I'm doing this by myself. I'm like, bro, I'm literally right here. What are you talking about?
What?
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to take away from everybody else's story, so I'm going to leave it. I'm trying to, you know what I mean?
No. It's okay because we like your story.
All right. So, you know, one day, like, she had, like, basically she left out. We was arguing. She had left out. She was gone all day. All right, cool. She come in the crib. She all chipper and shit. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So it's like midnight. Her cell phone rings. Whatever. I'm playing. This one, PlayStation 2 is popping. I'm playing PS2, whatever. So her house phone rings because she gives her house number. Her house phone rings after that. Like 10 minutes after that, her mom calls her upstairs. 5 minutes after that, she comes back downstairs like, yo, somebody called my mom saying you was doing all this stuff. I'm like, well, it's obvious the person you just gave the house number to is the person that called and talked to your mom. So who was? I said, which friend was it, Tammy? Which friend was it, bro? Like, know what I mean? So she's like,
ain't this from our mental health episode, the same shorty?
Probably. Know what I'm saying? So
But Bree don't know. But go ahead.
So then, you know, she's like, her mom calls her back upstairs. She tells me what friend it was. I'm like, all right, well, then that's the one that's slandering my name. Her mom calls her back upstairs. She comes back downstairs. She's just sitting there looking at me. So she's like, I'm like, what happened now? She's like, my mom wants you out in the morning when I leave. I said, all right, say no more. So I start packing my shit. You know what I'm saying? Or I start packing my stuff. It's a brief silence. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, I don't want you thinking I set this up. So I just stop packing my shit and I just look at her and I said, you good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, off rip. I already knew that she set me up. A month after that, she left me for a broad that told her that she was going to motherfucking buy her the world. And she thought that the grass was greener on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, so, child. My daughter is 12 years old. Me and my daughter's mom literally just stopped beefing about a few years ago. Like, every year, after her girlfriend was the one that served me the papers. You know what I'm saying?
Real?
So, what? When I first started my government job, I started my government. My daughter was born in 2006. I started the government job in 2007. So she's like, all right, well, if she's like, the week you get paid, you pay for the daycare. The week I get paid, I bring, you know what I'm saying? I pay for the daycare. I said, all right. And she's like, in the week that you get paid, I will bring her to you. I said, okay, I can deal with that. So aside from that, me being who I am, I'm buying diapers. Every 2 weeks, I'm buying diapers, wipes. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying her shoes. I'm like, I'm in the sneaker department, so I'm going to get her the shoes. You get her the clothes. She says, all right. So every 2 weeks, I'm grabbing my daughter like 2 pairs of kicks, along with diapers, wipes, and then the cash for the fucking, for the daycare payment. You know what I'm saying? So then in the midst of that, I receive child support papers. And I'm like, what is this? So she's like, and then I'm reading the papers in bold fucking handwriting, and I know it's her handwriting. Father does not take care of daughter. And
I just gagged.
I
how much was the support order in reference to how much you were actually paying? Was it more or less?
It was way less. Because when we got to the judge, check it. When we got to the judge, you know what I'm saying? We got to the judge.
I knew it.
Stupid. And I'm showing the judge my pay stubs. So he's sitting there looking. He's like, sir, does your job offer benefits? I said, yes, Your Honor. He said, okay. So when your benefits kick in, put your daughter on your benefits. You don't have to pay child support no more. Until then, $33 a week. Adjourned. She was tight. She was pissed. $33 a week. And I'm like, yo, and I'm just sitting there looking at her on the elevator. Her and her girl. I'm looking at them both on the elevator. Like, all right. So, you know, so she was still.
What y'all thought?
She was still expecting she was expecting for me to pay child support as well as still give her daycare money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there looking like it's one or the other. You know? Now, over the years, it was my stupidity because I kept trying to keep the peace. Because she done told the judge, this is years later, she done told the judge she wanted me to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. And they couldn't put me in jail without a lawyer. Now, she didn't go file a petition by herself. She went to DSS for motherfucking Medicaid and, like, food stamps. So they was like, well, where's the father? She, oh, I don't know. I'm on the birth certificate. So then they hit me with motherfucking, yo, you got to pay child support, bro. And basically, that translated to, we give her money. You got to give us back that money we give her. Like, know what I'm saying?
Oh, hi, Tyree.
So that's how the whole
thing. Hey, what's going on?
That's how the whole situation panned out. And so, yeah, now she literally doesn't ask me for anything. And I looked at her in her face and told her, I'm like, I'm not giving you shit. Like, you did this. They done this shit. Go. I don't know how it is in other states, but in the state of New York, that shit goes in your credit report. They suspend your license.
Whoa, what?
Credit report.
It goes on your credit report. They suspend your license. Whatever asset you have, they come and take it. I know this one dude that had a nice BMW. They came and took that shit. You got a house. They come in to fucking take that. Like, know what I'm saying? When it comes to child support in the state of New York, they don't play. So a couple of years ago, I finally went down there and was talking with them. I'm like, yo, we need to make a payment arrangement. Know what I'm saying? So they like, all right. So in the midst of me battling depression and shit, I'm out of work and stuff like that. So my shit building up. You know what I mean? My shit is building up. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? So instead of me sending the money to child support, I'm giving her money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and my youngest daughter's mom, when me and my youngest daughter's mom was together, we giving her money. Like, you know what I'm saying? And in between all of that, I'm receiving OG, like I was telling you, on a one-to-one phone call. Like, I was getting phone calls from the girlfriend. It got to a point where it felt like I had the kid with Shorty than my actual kid's mom. Like, she was getting on me about a bunch of shit that was very unnecessary. Like, they can argue about some shit going on in their house, and she getting mad at me. So she called my phone 3-4 in the morning, leaving these 3-minute voicemails. And I'm like, yo, get your shorty. Yo, you need to say something to her. Why do I need to say something to her? I'm like, you know, it got to a point where it was a couple of times I would call her and tell her I'm outside. I'm like, yo, I'm outside, son. Both of y'all come outside. I want to shoot 5 with both of y'all. You can't touch her because she's a dude. You can't touch her because she's a woman. I'm like, but she's sagging her pants and rocking a durag all day. What's up, B? Like, what's up? Tell her I want to shoot 5.
I want to shoot the 60.
I'm like, both of y'all come out here. She don't want to come out here because my daughter mom tried to fight me before. I'm like, yo, back the fuck up, son. I'm not with this shit. I done got hit by her car and all types of dumb shit.
Like,
know what I'm saying? Like, know what I'm saying? But now she calmed all the way down. Now she's even more calm because she went back to Dick and had another whole kid, and that nigga's way worse than whatever the fuck her and I was going through. That's when I was telling you on Twitter when she asked me to sign the birth certificate for a child that's not mine.
I remember that.
You remember that? Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? She hit me. She gave me a call like, yo, can you sign the birth certificate? I'm like, yo, my nigga, check this out. First and foremost,
my nigga,
this ain't my kid.
Disrespectful.
Like, I'm like, first and foremost, that's not my kid. Secondly, he's alive and breathing. Yeah, but he doesn't have a New York State ID. I said, okay, and what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Nothing. Okay. Now, third, if him and I see each other, we going back and forth, it's gonna be on site every single time. It don't matter if we both blood. We scrapping every time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I'm like, fourth, that's not my kid. You know what? Sunset. I respect it. Then her mom, called me like, yo, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if she called you. I'm like, yeah, she called me. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. She's like, you know what? I don't even know why she even wanted to even do that. And I'm like, well, she felt it. If she tried to go do anything, her baby daddy gonna be in the clear and I'm gonna be swamped with child support. You fucking out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They thought they had a sucker, honey.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, she's all bent out of shape now or whatever, because whatever, whatever. And all of the foul shit she did to me, it never got through to her until she got diagnosed with breast cancer. Then she humbled the fuck up and understood everything I was saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, wow. And I'm like, I was the first person she came and told. Like, she broke down, y'all got breast cancer? I'm like, damn, son. And reality didn't hit me until she came to my crib with all her fucking hair gone. I had to walk out my crib. I'm like, yo, this shit is for real, son. But of course, everything was still my fault. Everything from 2006 to 2018 is my fault. I'm literally just now getting out of feeling like everything is my fault. I would sit up nights, go days, weeks without fucking eating, just smoking mad cigarettes, just like, yo, everything is my fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling my pops crying, like, yo, pop, I don't know what the fuck I did, son. Yo, it ain't on you. It ain't on you. I'm like, yo, obviously.
Yeah, baby mama really made you that miserable. That's crazy.
Like, my nigga, y'all, I'm going to keep it a brick, bro. What he's saying, y'all, like, I don't think niggas, like, really understand the content of, like, the extent of what a bad baby mother can put you through, bro.
Like, that shit.
Like, that's literally been one of my, like, I feel blessed. I honestly, and I say it on, whenever I perform, bro, I always say I feel blessed that I got to have a baby with the love of my life.
Right. Bro, much respect, man. God bless.
One of my worst heads is getting a baby mother from hell, because I seen what all my homeboys went through. I got a homie, right? And he had his kid first out of all of us. And we worked at Burger King together, right? And both of us making like, he making like $7.75. I'm making like $8.25. And this, we was like teenagers, like 18, 19, something like that. And he had his kid or whatever. And it's wild because like, yo would do like mad OT or whatever just to get money to not only take care of his daughter, but to pay his baby mother bills because they weren't together, but she refused to get a job. Yeah. And if her bills weren't paid, then his daughter would basically like, she would take like, wouldn't let him see his daughter. And like, I recall this one, like I can recall one incident, multiple, but one of the craziest things was me and him were outside and she was supposed to bring his daughter, right? And she pulls up and we go over there and I grab her because that's my goddaughter. So I grab her and I'm playing with her and stuff. And earlier he had told me, we went to the ATM. He was like, yo, you got a couple dollars. I'm like, nah, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? And he like, damn, I was supposed to get shorty like 180, only got 140 on me. So I'm like, damn, I ain't got no bread. You feel what I'm saying? So she pull up and she, you know, stick a hand out, and he give her the 140. So she like, nah, I need 180 because I got to pay this and da, da, da. And he's like, well, that's all I got right now. And, yo, she really threw the money in his face and snatched her daughter out my hands and pulled up. And, like, I had to hold your back from, like, choking her. Like, I had, like, she really, like, tried to wild yo out because he ain't have enough money to pay all her bills. And, like, she didn't get her first job until, I want to say, their daughter was probably, like, 2 or 3 years old. And that was our first job in life. Like, and that's crazy. And like this, and that's what I say about like for, I'm going to say regular people, it's like, it can be so detrimental to your mental stability, how these females will use your child as a pawn and use child support as a means of
that
income.
Should be illegal. You should go to jail. Honestly, like, for some serious ass time, like you were selling coke. You're a fucking disgusting human being. If you have a father who wants to be in his child's life, let him be in his child's fucking life.
On God, like, and then it's like most females, I'm not gonna say most, but like, anytime, like females use child support as a threat.
Yeah, they really do.
Like, even for great dads, like,
they like, I'm gonna get pregnant, even if you put him on child support so I can be straight.
And that's what I was saying. I had sent out a tweet yesterday early in the morning, and it was because I had seen a picture of Drake baby moms. And she posted a picture, and this one made me send a tweet, right? She posted a picture, and she like, well, I guess the news is out. And it said, hashtag champagne mommy, hashtag Drake baby moms, and hashtag something else. And this is what, like, and it kind of like, I looked at it and I'm like, yo, nobody ever talks about how these women go out and they target these famous black men to have a baby, not because they love them and they want to have a child and raise this life.
It's a milk baby.
I mean,
exactly. They look at these. They look at these. They look at these children. This is what I'm saying. They look at those kids as paychecks. That's crazy, and that's, yo, that should be against the law.
It,
like,
really should. Like, you should. Really,
you're having
jail.
A child for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, they literally have these kids, and those kids are their claim to that man's money and his fame.
I mean,
and they generally start feeling like they're
family.
See,
you fucking with
you,
your child.
Y'all gotta know who y'all fucking. That's simple as that. I'm sorry for that beat. You gotta know who you fucking, and if you get in that situation,
if you fucking somebody, what the hell, yeah.
Dog,
yeah.
But no, look, people forget that sex is, it's good, it's enjoyable, but sex is really for one thing.
What? What's that? Make a baby.
You make a baby. So if you fucking, you fucking raw, you gonna make a baby. And if you fucking somebody raw, you gotta think about the fact that you could have a kid with them and be attached to them for the rest of your life.
And that's
true.
I made it to 27. God bless. I made it to fucking 27, dog. Fuck no, pull out game does not. Don't.
But question.
Drake thought that
okay,
shit too, nigga.
Question.
But see, and listen, and I'm gonna keep it a brick.
Wait. Who's that question?
Ain't Drake's baby mom, isn't she an immigrant?
No, she in France.
That's what I'm saying. But
I also have a question.
The baby was born. It wasn't born
in France.
I have a question, well, a statement. We don't know if Drake had raw sex or not. Like, they could have had a condom, and it could have been the cliche pop a hole in the condom.
No,
man, that nigga said,
hold on, let me keep it a theme with you real quick. The people in the industry, they do not practice safe sex.
At all. Why?
At
they got
all.
Money. There's no point in practicing safe sex.
It's not right. They don't practice safe sex. Message. They have transmitting diseases and all that. Okay?
Message.
But that...
Lil Wayne, all them babies. And baby
well,
mama.
Lil Wayne, baby. So allegedly Lil Wayne said he can have sex with as many people as he wants raw because of the fact that he knows he has the money to be able to take care of all the kids with no problem.
That's the thing.
That's true.
That's his mindset.
That's why he doesn't need to pull out or wear have safe sex.
I don't
future
know
guy,
story.
Bow Wow.
I don't know his story.
Bro, future guy. Be mother pregnant just because he could. Like, just because he didn't like Bow Wow. Like,
I didn't know that.
He got his baby mother
pregnant.
He got his baby mother pregnant.
That was a sperm donor, though.
Oh, shit. Right.
A sperm donor.
Sorry, I got the window open. My bad. It's hot.
No,
it's hot in here.
Young
Thug,
it's not
Young
me.
Thug was like that, too, though. Young Thug was like that, too. He has how many kids? Like, 8? 10?
Yo,
but them
the
niggas
young
from
thug.
Down south, so they used to all that.
Yeah, them niggas down south.
Young
started,
Thug had. I'm gonna keep it a brick. Thug had them kids before that nigga had money, though.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't think he's had any kids since he's been famous.
He hasn't.
He's smart.
That motherfucker been smart because
he got money now.
I mean, but yeah, but he already got.
What I'm
like,
saying, like,
he could take care of.
Like, look at another example you can look at. Look at that whole situation. I don't know if y'all saw it. 6ix9ine, and she wanted Chief Keef baby moms. It's like, see all the camera, yo, this Slim Danger, and I'm Chief Keef baby mother, and that nigga don't take care of his kids.
I heard that's not his baby mother.
In the next,
that's why he was
bro, but even still, though, the next shot is of her wearing 6ix9ine chain. And buying a Louis bag, not of her buying their kids, him taking a shopping for the kids. It's of her buying a Louis
bag. I mean,
bag.
I ain't trying to knock, but look at Chief Keef. Think about the type of women that he probably fuck with, and think about what he. I mean, that's people don't get it. I have a perfect situation. You know those trophy girls. Look, no niggas love trophy girls. Niggas love trophy girls. Y'all love the girls that y'all see. Always somewhere, always out doing some shit. Always
right, and then
crowd,
as soon as
the
they
hair,
get
it, you don't know. They kept, and then guess what? They find a nigga with a little bit of money. Because I watched this happen to somebody very close to me. I don't give a fuck about the motherfucker. I mean, they set themselves up. I'm like, what did you think was gonna happen? He fucked her, got her pregnant. Now she just take that nigga money. She threatened to put him on child support if she won't. She literally used to just take, she took like $50,000 out this nigga bank account.
Wow.
Buying bundles, man. No, he got business. Like that, no, he got he got like close to millions of dollars and shit. She just taking the money because she can, because he fucked the wrong person.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even still, you have to look at it like, I look at it like this, bro. Cause like, and it, it's a reach. Like, when it's agreed that you have, men hold some type of responsibility with that. But it's the same thing as victim blaming. When you say stuff like, oh, well, he knew what he was doing when he da-da-da and da-da-da. No, I'm pretty sure that woman was not that psychotic and money-hungry, openly money-hungry and psychotic when she was trying to have sex with him. You get what I'm saying?
No, she was money-hungry, though.
At the same time, it's one of them situations where you got to understand if you're going to have sex, you got to know that it's a possibility of you being pregnant. Like, the problem that I'm having is nobody wants to accept the responsibility, period. Like, yeah, you can be trapped with the worst baby mama ever, but y'all decided to go and have sex and do it raw and create a baby.
And ignore red flags. Like, the and same thing.
Big red flags.
Really, the same thing really you tell women.
Well, he was a piece of shit when you met her. She was a piece of shit who was wrapped up in a beautiful little present bow. The fuck? You want
to so funny.
Yeah, you know what the other funny thing to do? You know what these niggas need to do, and I said it. And I
the other funny part about
hold on, wait, hold on, JD, stop talking. What you say, cousin?
I said, you know what these niggas need to do? Honestly, they need to put these bitches on a 90-day program without spending money on them. You'll figure out who really fucking with you, you after sure that.
That's
you pulling up in BMWs, you pulling up in these nice cars with these $15,000 watches and shit. Okay, and you're going to attract the wrong people.
Right. I'm quit. Glad you said that. I'm
broke, baby. I always
quit, though. So quit.
No, check this out. If y'all niggas have to go and brag about what you have to go and fuck with a bitch, that's probably a bitch you don't need to nut in. Because if she just willingly accepts what you bragging about, like, she's going to hop on it because she thinks that that's another meal.
That's a nut rag. That's all she is.
It is,
not right.
But she feel like it's a meal ticket, so she gonna get pregnant, and now you got the baby mama from hell.
When she was supposed to be, I'm not right. Fuck you, John.
You better chop.
Right.
You
dog, but look, at that point,
you don't come on her forehead and keep it moving.
When you fuck up, you really gotta start looking into ways to protect yourself, though. Whatever you can do, but niggas don't do that either. Niggas never take the first step. They don't see, they know the red flags. They've had the arguments when they were broke or they got laid off or this or that or something happened and they couldn't do it.
I mean, same with the women.
Oh, no.
I completely ignore red flags in mine.
Some don't. I've watched people for years and I'm like, this is what you should do. And they don't do it. And then now, like, decade later, they finally doing the stuff and they wasted all this time. And it's like, you needed to do these things to protect yourself in the first place. The moment you see a red flag, it's about you and your kid. It's nothing else. You get out of Dodge. You get the lawyer. You save the money. You get that custody.
I'm glad that bitch.
But, and that's
you
and that's
keep the receipts. You record
and that's
you keep the receipts. You record everything. The fucking conversation.
I was about to say that. I have a friend. Oh, that's Kyrie, bro. I'm saying, like, I got a homie, right? And my homie, the one I told y'all about, you know, how his baby mother was, like, real money hungry with him or whatever. I got another homie. And they had similar situations, right? But they handled them differently. Whereas the one who I told y'all about how his baby mom was, like, man, money hungry, used to threaten him with child support. Even though he took care of her and the baby. Like, me and him talked, and he started keeping the receipts in a shoebox under his bed. He would keep the receipts for everything that he bought, her and the baby, or whatever, right? And when she found out that he had a new girlfriend and that his new girlfriend was pregnant, she tried to take him to child support. He showed up, and he had about three or four Jordan boxes full of receipts for all over the years, like just stacks of stuff that he bought her and the baby until she got a job, and all the stuff he bought his daughter. And they would not let her put him on child support. And then on the flip side, I got a homeboy who I've told time and time again, like, bro, if you, like, you have a stable home, you got a stable income, she does not. go get exactly. custody of your child, and you can eliminate the stress in your life.
Yeah, that.
And it's like, I'm telling him this, and he's like, but on one hand, I completely, the court is not made for a black man to get custody of his child. You have to go in there on, like, dot your eyes.
But it doesn't, you might have to go back and forth. But, like, my father went back and forth with my mother. And that's, my mother is one of baby mamas who are from, like, hell. I'm not even gonna lie. My dad spent all types of money, on, like, the lawyers. The system is not set up for necessarily a man to.
It's not, no, set not up. At all. It's not set up for us to win. But you, about to spend but you got to put. I feel like you have to.
You better be sitting in the bushes. One thing, recording that bullshit.
One thing. Like, me and him go back and forth about is, like, I'm like, bro, you can call. Like, I'm your brother. I love you. But you call me and you complain about these things. You're not doing anything
proactive to change it.
You're not doing anything to change it. You understand? You're not doing anything to change it. You saying, oh, you don't like that whenever your son comes over there, his clothes aren't clean or he's sick. All right, cool. Start taking pictures. Start noting it. Take her to court. Put your, if you don't feel comfortable with your son in that situation and you paying all this money in child support, go to court, bro. Get your son.
Exactly.
Try to get your son. Problem, you understand what I'm saying?
A lot of men, like,
don't feel like being daddies.
I know somebody right now where he basically, like, the mama is like he dead ass just had that baby as a necessity. Like, and she thought he was gonna blow up and be famous in a matter of time. She got pregnant, kept the baby because she really thought she was about to be this rapper girlfriend. But
catch a baby.
Oh, Lord.
What you say?
I was laughing at catch a baby. When I run out there and try to catch a baby, like, the fuck?
Oh, God, that's what they be doing. You know?
She's like a weekend mother. Like, he got the baby most of the time, and she just got her all, you know, like, 2 days a week. Like, it should really be flopped. But I'm telling him, like, bro, go and get custody of your child because you spend more money and more time, and you have her.
Hold the fuck up. You don't have custody.
That's wild.
Hold the fuck up.
No, you know, do y'all understand how the courts work? Like, just because
I was about to say, there was a woman, and it tripped me out because it was on, it was all over social media. This woman was in and out of jail multiple times over the course of 10 years. No, over the course of 6 years,
and she
came home
her first day.
The father had that little boy in school after school programs. They would, like, he really put his time and effort into his child. He worked overtime just to make sure he had everything. And that lady came home. Her first day home, they gave that boy back to his mother and told him, oh, so, and that's crazy to me.
The courts don't work really with the fathers, but, like, legally, like, the mother has custody of the child. Like, the father really actually don't have custody of the child.
It goes
ever.
In favor of the and, mother.
Always. Yeah.
Right. And so, like, and they can fight for it. That's the thing. It goes in favor, but I feel like, because I've seen people do it. I've seen people shut the mother out. It's just hard. It's hard as fuck. But you got to completely, if it you is feel hard. As if even that person is not fit, if they go to jail, oh no, 100%. I'm fighting to get it so that you're declared not legally fit, to that you have to sign some fucking way. I'll pay you. Sign your rights over. So you can't have custody.
It's wild because, like, yeah, like, even as far as, like we just had our little girl in June. I mean, I said June, in December. And, like, even in the hospital, like, the nurse is telling me, like, you know, you're the first dad in, like, months that's, like, genuinely happy to have a kid and not out here asking for a blood test or, like, being an asshole towards us. Like, I'm out, like, I'm in the delivery room. I cut the cord. I held the legs while she pushed. I watched my daughter come out. I bought the whole staff pizza. Like, I couldn't talk. I dead ass couldn't talk for 3 hours after she was born because I couldn't stop crying, right? And they all saw it. But legally, bro, legally, it's not designed for the father to be in control. Like, I couldn't sign. Like, they had to make sure she had the final say on everything.
But
like, she had to sign off.
It ain't designed for her.
It's not designed
for
her.
It's only designed for the mother.
That's it.
Because society.
And then the father got to spend all his money to fight in court to try to get, you know, custody and get rights and stuff like that to the child. But it's like, if he wasn't there, if he didn't help me create this child, like, Why do they gotta fight for equal rights? It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, my pops is going through that. My pops is going through that with my little brother. Mom's is a piece of shit, and then, you know what I mean. Every time, you know what I mean. My little brother would go see my dad or whatever. He would have like dirty ass clothes, scratches on him and shit, because she got a bunch of cats, all crazy types of shit. You know what I'm saying? It got to a point where this bitch even tried to call me to try to turn me against my pops. Like, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. So I would go to court with him every time he would go to court. He would walk out the courtroom pissed off every single time. I'm like, yo, pop, what's up, man? He's like, yo, I provided all of this proof to the judge, and the judge looked at me and said, I don't care, the kid needs to be with his mom.
Who the fuck is in a rainforest?
God damn. Bro,
well, God, who had the cafe?
Fucking old.
Who had the cafe?
You know what I'm saying? Who the so, hell? You know, you another can't just thing.
Skim over that. What's going on? Nah. What's going
another
on?
Thing.
Where you at?
Yeah, like, who at? On the fucking safari?
Yeah, that's different.
Stop acting like different. You know who you are.
That's big that different.
What's going on?
Hey, bro, do we names? Do we got to start naming people?
Okay, but anyway, so your father got to go to court and try to fight for his son, and he's going through it.
Yeah, basically. Well, now he got my little brother. You know what I'm saying? My little brother, like, 8 or some shit. I'm like, yo, pop, you waited super long, but whatever. Now I mean,
you're
see what I'm saying? I looked at the name, I'm like, yo, pop, you waited. When he called me and was like, yo, man, you got a little brother. I'm like, nigga, you waited too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know, all my daughters is older than this. All my daughters older than my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? But now he has them, and he still goes through shit. Like, yeah. My little brother started acting up in school all because he went to go visit his mom, and his mom said, oh, you don't got to listen to the teachers. And he started wilding in school. Like,
yo came like, back to school,
started,
old big
he started
dick
wilding
energy.
In school. So my pops was like, tell your brother what you was doing in school. He was like, I wasn't listening. I'm like, well, why not? He said, because my mom said I didn't have to. I said, why did she tell you you ain't have to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Look where she at. Like, but... Yeah, you know, another thing I had wanted to, you know, touch real quick before it slips my mind is that a lot of dudes, what they end up doing is if they not with the mother, they still paying the bills feeling like they got to because they can't live there. It's like, yo, my nigga, she got to fend for herself, bro.
She's a whole adult, my God. She
gotta like, you know what I'm saying?
Herself.
She got to,
I have God. The biggest problem she with that. For herself. But I'll speak my piece when y'all
yeah,
go
like,
ahead.
she got to fend for herself. You can't just feel like you got to pay her light bill and give her bread for rent. What the fuck they got to do with your kid? And the main rebuttal is, well, because my kid lived there. Okay. And if you feel like you got to pay her electric bill and all that shit, if you have a stable environment, take your fucking kid until she get her shit together. But you know, that's my take on it. I could be super wrong. You feel me? I know.
No, you're
I get what you're saying.
Because
you're not
I
wrong.
Because feel as though, you know, since y'all paying child support, like it boggles my mind how you know a lot of the fathers they'll have the kid like maybe 3 days a week, and then the mother will have the kid the rest. And, you know, within that time that you have the child, you're spending money on the baby. So, you're not only are you spending money on your child when you have them, you also too paying child support, which they're double dipping it that I do not respect. Why you got this man?
I don't know, man.
It makes no sense to me. And then what makes it even worse, these women will be, they'll have a place to live. And then, like you were saying, they'll expect the baby father to take care of most of the bills. Okay, you are a grown woman. You are able. You have a job. If you can't fend for yourself, why do you think you're the perfect person to take care of this child by yourself at your house? If you got this man not only paying child support, but paying your bills, you need to let that child stay with the father. Because now he's spending more contributing to you trying to survive than he can even survive. It makes no sense.
No, you're right. I feel like on the flip side of this, like, just to give it on a different perspective, I know I have a cousin, right? And me and this cousin used to hang out 24/7. We used to do everything together. When I got my first car, we used to, like, we drove all over Baltimore, like, on the highways, didn't know where we was going. Like, this was my road dog. And he got this girl pregnant, right? And you would have thought, like, you really would have thought that was my baby, the way he was acting. Like, So most of the, like, a lot of the times the females be tripping, but some of the times these dudes really do need to be put on child support.
Oh, for sure. That's what and I was about to say. That's funny that you said that. I was like, we
yeah, I was about to say, and he's not on child support. Like, I was just telling my, like, me and my girl was talking. I was telling her about, like, when he found out she was pregnant, I knew before he knew because she came to my house. Her parents put her out.
Oh,
and I opened up my front door. And she's outside crying in the snow with a bag of clothes. So I called him like, bro, you know, your girl got put out. You need to come over and holler at her. She got something to tell you. And he like, I mean, I'll be over there when I wake up. No, bro, get over here now. What do you mean? I'm not, this isn't my girl. This is yours. And then he goes and, you know, they go talk to her parents or whatever. And he breaks her. Like, he goes back to her house. Like, yeah, I'm gonna take care of my kid, da da da. But I don't want to be with y'all daughter. So, and he did. You get what I'm saying? Like, in front of her peoples and all that. And throughout that whole pregnancy, like, she like was trying to force him to do stuff. And like, I would be the one like, I need this from the store. I can't go to the store. This, I'm running around. You would have thought it was my kid. Even now, every time I like I'm their kid's godfather, and like. Every time I see her, it's, oh, he's not doing this. He don't take care of this. He ain't bought his son this and XYZ. And I'm like, bro, I mean, that's cool and all, but, like, you need to put him on child support. If it's really that deep, put him on child support. Like, and then she keeps talking about, I keep saying I am, but then I don't want him to, you don't want him to what? He's not doing nothing.
And if you're not going to put him on child support, don't complain about it. Do what you got to do and shut the fuck up. Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's another thing. God. Instead of complaining, like, just do what you got to do as a mother. Like, you know, you can't force a man to take care of something that he don't want to take care of.
On God.
Telling him, I'm going to put you on child support. Child support don't scare nobody, especially when they know you keep threatening it and you're not going to do it and you have not done it.
Is it good?
Period. Some of these men, they do need to be on child support. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, a lot of these men, sometimes y'all don't have the responsibility as women. So the women that do put y'all on child support, a lot of y'all niggas end up not working or barely working to barely pay child support.
Or I'm gonna give you all life. That time and energy, you're not getting up late at night while the baby's nose is running. She has 104 fever and yada, yada, yada. You're not there when she's going through a situation with school and then you're complaining, and I say you're like in a general sense, and what you're put on child support, but you're not being supportive. It's more than just a financial situation with being a father. You need to actually physically be in that child's life.
No. And that's true.
And if you say, like, here's a check, even as far as, it's bigger than all that shit, because guess what, nigga? I'm doing the same thing. Like, the woman is doing the same shit, and she about her shit. It's bigger than that, like, type stuff. So... it's possible, like, just needs guidelines.
No, you're completely right.
It shouldn't be so loosely where the woman's right, the man's wrong, or it's this extreme-ass stupid situations with the finances. It needs to be actual legal abiding ways you have to spend the child support. There has to be ways that
I was about to bring that up. There was a thing. I'm not too sure how true it was, but there was a thing where they would have the child support go onto a card. And with this card, you couldn't buy adult clothing. You couldn't buy adult clothing, liquor. Yeah. It was supposed to start in Detroit, but I didn't know if that was a rumor or what. But again, a personal example, my dad, actually, my biological father, he used to get paid under the table just so he wouldn't have to pay.
Yeah, and one of my boys did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, nigga, I don't, because
Uncle Sam, or, you know, not even Uncle Sam, the division of child support is taking their cut. So it's like, if we can't, we need to figure out how we can work something between us. We need to mediate the situation where the court's involved. Because guess what? It's not all going to you and your child.
It on gut. And then it's like he did that. And this is why I brought up the fact that, like, not every woman that gets child support is evil. Because, like, when he actually did get a job and, like, When they found out he was getting paid on the table, and they really started garnishing, and they made him get on payroll, and they started garnishing his check. We used to get $250 a month in child support. And my mother would go, and she would cash that check, break it down to $125 a piece, and tell us to do whatever we want with it. Because, like, between my stepdad and her, like, we was getting to how we live. Like, we was good. Like, we had everything we ever wanted. And the fact that he wouldn't pay that little bit of child support, that was like allowance to us. We used to treat our friends out and all that stuff. And it's crazy because, like that's what I'm saying. Like, you got some people, you know, like my mom's, who would take the child support and just give us all of it. You take that. That's completely yours. Y'all entitled to that. But then you got other people, you know what I'm saying, who feel like
it's reimbursed.
Like, the mother is entitled. Like, yeah,
it's,
like it's crazy.
That's how a lot of them look at it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like, and then bring it back to the fame situation. Like, you got people like Black China and Sophie, whatever her name is, Burgos or whatever. And like, they feel like they're famous now. They feel like, okay, yep, I had this baby. I'm famous. I can do this now.
That's why there should be guidelines in place in which, in the way you act, where the same way you bring in a rape victim, you start bringing up her past of how promiscuous she was. It may not be right.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Your whole profile, how you are. You trying to put this man in and take him to the cleaners? No, bitch. You have to work. And that's the same thing way back with alimony. I'm not about to take care of no grown ass person for the rest of their fucking life.
Yo,
no.
Oh my God. And like,
no, they grown. They're able bodied.
No, yo. To this day, I will never understand. I will never understand how a judge can sit behind that table. They can sit behind whatever the hell it is, that podium, and sit behind there and justify. Yeah, and they can honestly justify giving somebody six figures a month.
For what?
Because
they
child support.
I allow them to be in my space. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, Khalees talking about... Khalees was like, oh, yeah, we need an increase on child support to maintain the lifestyle. What do you mean maintain the lifestyle? If you're not able to provide that lifestyle, you don't need to maintain it. That doesn't make sense.
It's that simple. Just like when Mary J. Blige's husband, where he said, I donated to a few charities. Then I guess you aren't donating to those anymore. Now, are you?
It's literally that simple. You're not in, how I don't get how they can just... How people just feel entitled to other people's money. Like,
because you are in their life at a time. Even in the sense of cheating, that's a fucked up situation, but you don't necessarily deserve their assets. That's a totally different bracket. That's a totally different field.
Wild to me. Like,
the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? And even in the situations like, I can't think of his name. His name Jesse something.
Oh, Jesse Williams or whatever his name is.
Bro, his wife is getting $100,000 a month in alimony. A year goes past from his first payment. By the time a year comes around, not even a whole year, 10 months,
is it me,
she
or
will
is
be
shit
a
going
millionaire.
In and out?
Yeah, it's going in and out. He on his Wi-Fi or something. I don't know.
I've been really trying to listen though.
Yo, wow.
I've been listening hard.
And somebody eating like, real hard too.
I don't hear nobody eating. That's why.
Somebody like crunch, delicious.
crunch, delicious.
God damn. But yeah, you're definitely right. It should be like guidelines and limitations. So I don't have to murder you because now you give me no choice but to kill you because I'm not about to pay that type of money. I'm not. Well, I'd rather
we were just
on anyway. God because like.
How about that?
Thank you.
Principle. Nope. Nah, I'm not doing it. And the same thing with child support. If the mother is unjust, if the mother is in and out of jail, she's unstable, the same guidelines that you hold to the father of him having these certain things, you'll put a man on child support and he can't even afford to live his living expenses.
You know the shit that sucks?
We're not talking about luxuries. We're talking about the necessities the mother, but you're not holding her up to the same standards. You're saying, oh, well, she needs it. Well, what is she doing to take care of herself? What is she doing as far as her parenting? What is she doing as far as her stability? We need to run this back. We need to see certain things because there's children involved. These are people. You letting people be with vicious people for money? Like, come on now. That's just ridiculous. The fact that a man has to go through so fucking much to get his child back.
The shit that sucks with that whole thing is the father could go to jail. He has to do 6 months straight. If anybody goes to put money on his books, they taking that. So, you know what I'm saying? If he don't know somebody in there, he gonna starve. That's one of the reasons why I kept trying to avoid jail. You know what I'm saying?
And the punishments, period, don't make sense.
But, and then the thing about it.
I'm gonna suspend my license. How am I gonna get to work, bitch?
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's not like the payment shit stops. It still keeps going while you're locked up. You know what I mean? Like, one of my cousins did 10 years. One of my cousins did 10 years in jail. He kept having to provide facts that he was locked up for them to backtrack the shit because he owed a ton of money. And
you can have a whole mental breakdown and be in the psych ward and they'll still be like,
oh yeah, you got to find a way to get out.
There's a whole warrant for your arrest when you get out, actually.
Yeah, like, that. You know, a couple of older people looking at me like, yo, you're not working right now. Go to the judge and go get a modification until you get, you know, till you get a job. I'm like, what's a modification? So they're like, oh, you know, they'll lower the payments or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. So they telling me how it works for them and how it worked for every single person.
It works for both. I go to the judge.
I'm like, yo, listen, I'm not working right now. I need to, you know, I'm like, I need, you know, I need a modification because I can't afford to pay what you're asking me to pay right now. The judge looked at me and said, well, you're going to have to ask your family or something to make those payments.
I'm
like,
wow!
Also, we ran a scene. I ain't gonna lie to you.
On the judge, because if you have a judge that don't fuck with you, she or he is gonna make you pay just because they got a hair up their ass. Or if you have a judge who like is actually has common sense, you might get somebody rock with you. That's too much damn power for one person.
Your judge had a bad lunch. It's over, dog.
Exactly.
Get him. You better get him before lunch today.
Cause you're flagellant. Cause you. Your stomach upset? You trying to put me under the fucking
don't get him at the end of the day.
Said you
it got to a point. It got to a point that receipts didn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like receipts don't like bro, sometimes depending on the situation, depending on the judge, like y'all were just saying, but a lot of times receipts don't even matter no more. Not like it did in the 90s and shit where you just go with a bunch of receipts like, yo, I'm doing what I gotta do.
But it didn't matter in the 90s. My father went through it and he showed proof that he was more stable. He showed proof. My dad went through it trying to get custody of me. I'm talking about from baby stages until I was damn near a grown-up type shit. And my mom was unstable like a motherfucker. I'm talking about move house to house. Not even good houses. Like, you can come and look at it and say, ah, this is really fucked up. This isn't going to work. And my father was living
Place. You're going to catch tetanus from that. She's going to get tetanus.
Exactly. Like, this ain't it. And, like, my dad's been living in the same place. I mean, I remember going to court with him. I remember him paying for lawyers. I remember going up with him. I remember when my dad said, say you want to live with me, the judge not letting me speak. Me, the child. I'm talking about, I was 16 years old.
That's crazy.
They did not let me say shit. They were like, nah, she good with her mom. Glomp. Let's keep it moving. So I know from like secondhand experience, like going through it as a child, that depending on the situation, they're not going to fuck with you. They're not going to listen to you. Yeah. My dad has literally almost went to jail for quote unquote kidnapping me because the environment
is that Kyle Booker wasn't safe.
And so he was like, I'm taking my fucking daughter. And my mom went on the news, had helicopters outside his fucking house, had the fucking SWAT team ready to kick up in his shit because she said he kidnapped me, his own biological child. Now, when you sit up here and talk about legalities, you better open up a fucking book and get real because you can't just pay a lawyer and let the shit ride. You about to go through it. Like, I've seen, especially military dudes, they go through it because your whole career could get ruined off of a bitch who feels some type of way you're not with her. So it's
a lot of this shit boils down to.
It's so much shit. Yeah, you really gotta quit on your shit.
And that's what was that Kai or was that Booker speaking? Boosters.
Who?
That was
typo. Oh shit. We didn't even do the introduction. We just went on. We just went in. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we don't do introductions no more. We family.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm about to go ahead and play with my baby real quick. Y'all make sure y'all follow me or catch me on the top.
This one.
Go play with your baby.
I appreciate it. I'm about to go ahead and do something. I ain't trying to get put on baby. I ain't trying to get put on top. Baby, I love you.
I'm done.
I'm
goodbye.
I love you.
Okay. But check this out. Either way, like, no matter how you place, like, I didn't put my baby father. Well, I didn't put the father of my child on child support. I didn't. Why? Like, we all explained.
The system.
No, it's not the system. I don't want to be. I don't want to be dependent on income that I know is might be sporadic.
I put my baby fathers on child support, and I know this shit ain't coming. Yep, sure did it. Sure did it. You ain't about to live a great merciful. No, you will sleep on the floor in a fucking jail.
You just said fathers. Nah. So that was plural. How many do you have?
I have two.
Two.
You got two?
Yeah, I got two kids by two different niggas.
I got three daughters by three different women. Hey,
well, they're both pieces of shit, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, the first one is I'm embarrassed if you point at him and be like, I might just have to walk away. Like, that's how. But it's a really long, fucked up story how all that happened. And I don't know if I want to go that deep yet because it's a lot.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, we're not ready for that. But
and the second one's alcohol.
Like,
violent.
Okay, but like, I didn't bother because I didn't want to become dependent. He missed a payment, now I can't pay certain bills because I didn't have to get that money into my fund. Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into, child support. And plus, if I can take care of my baby without the additional funds,
What good is the extra child support? What good is child support?
Petty.
Well, I'm not.
That's
petty,
good because I sure did get that because I asked.
I'll save it.
I don't want the headache. I don't want to have to drive. Be going through court, the court system, dragging my
back. Not when they don't care.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying to do all that stuff. I was receiving violations. I was receiving violations like 5 times a year, yo. I kept having to go to court and shit.
Well,
nobody has time for that. Nobody has time for that. You got to take off work to go down to court.
I don't go to court because guess what? I'm not in trouble. If I'm not subpoenaed to be there, I ain't coming. It's optional. So guess what, nigga? You still on child support. Because when I was younger, I couldn't afford it. I needed help.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you say? Put them right on child support when they were babies. I was struggling. And I was like, yo, this is really fucking hard. Like, I don't have no parents to fall back on. I don't have nobody. It's just me. My dad can physically help me with my kids. Financially, not so much. So it was like, yo, please get your shit together. Please. We have a child. Nah, I'm good. Oh, okay, don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it. It's all good. I'm talking about giving them chance after chance. And then I got to a point, I was like, I'm not going to throw them in the system. That's fucked up. I don't need the shit. Felt the same way. And I was like, nah, fuck that shit, yo. Fuck that shit. Fuck them and fuck that shit. Because at the end of the day, even if they do fuck up and cash a check or something, guess who getting all that back pay? My children. I spend any little tiny bit of child support that I get on my children. Even though I'm good, any extra income they deserve because they're mine. And guess what? You helped me create this person. You will be held accountable, whether you want to be or whether it's mandatory or whether I have to force you.
You know what? Okay. I met a lady before, and I really respected her for this. She took all the money from child support. She put it on the card. She didn't just give it to her kids. But if a new pair of shoes came out, she'd be like, here, go to the mall with your friends. And they can go buy the shoes or buy the clothes or buy whatever they wanted. She saved all the money and just put it on the card.
I do the same thing. Like, I spend like all, how my she money said, on, all the money. That... I get a little bit.
Exactly.
Even if it's a baby bit. That's all on them. I don't spend a dime of child support on me because guess what? I'm grown. I can take care of myself. I'm taking care of 2 children, which means I can take care of me. And I'm going to continue to take care of
me. Child support is just a sprinkle on top for those who don't actually do anything for their kids.
Exactly.
That's
how,
that was
the reason why
I was
put in place. That's why I was put in place.
Or there's some people to have accountability. And there are some people who take advantage of it and actually try to use it where they just don't have to deal with that person. They'll make it that split.
But
there are some people who it works where they can, it's not a bad thing. They go and they talk about a certain amount. And they just say, I never want to see you again. Let's just see when we can see our switch the kids. I'm going to just pay this money. Because some people can't do it.
They can't get along and can't mediate.
Exactly.
And the thing of it, that's another thing that child support does. It does force you to, like, it'll give you a mediator, give you a guardian ad litem.
And sooner than later, y'all can come to an agreement outside. Because some people can't. Some people cannot. Like, how she said, some people can't be fathers. Some women can't get their shit together.
Mothers, but the system's real fucked up. Where, like I said, the scale
it favors the mother.
So fucked up. Yeah, it's like it's not right. And like he was saying earlier about the going in and saying, you know, I don't have a job anymore. It works for bums. It does. Like if you find a daddy ass dude, he paying $6 a month in child support because he hasn't worked in decades. Nobody's forcing him to do anything different.
$28 a month.
$28 a month. The baby mom going down there crying. She can't afford this, that, and the third. And he's still like living his mosey little bum ass life and
making more kids.
Making more kids. Like 8 kids on the way. Like it's ridiculous. So it's the system's just fucked up. And that's the part where I was torn between. It's like, am I gonna put, you know, black men on the system? And it wasn't even a vindictive, vicious thing when I first went in. It was like, I need fucking help, yo. Like I am like you know how much child care costs?
Let's not even talk about it.
Everything was in a good rotation until boom, guess what? You got to put them in summer camp. Boom, guess what? You got to put them in after school and before school care. Boom, guess what? It's like, yo, I'm talking about child care at one point was more than my rent. Like, it was more than my rent. So it was like, I'm not asking y'all at this point. I'm begging, I'm telling you, I need help. I need help.
People don't
see they shrug their shoulders like, well, fuck it. Sound like a personal problem. Okay, well, I need help. And I went down to child support and I sure did file it. No, I didn't. When they were babies, I had my son, I didn't go straight back to work. I wanted to like spend time with him and nurse him and stuff. I took out a TANF check during that time. So I automatically put them on child support type stuff. That's how I went. But still, I dropped it a couple times, like, especially like the first, my daughter's father, he is like a complete piece of shit. Probably met her 2, maybe 3 times during her life. Whatever. Like, I asked him to sign over rights. He wouldn't. That's another thing. I asked them both to sign over rights. They won't. So it's like, okay, well, you're going to get child support. You don't want to sign over rights?
and it'll get rid of the whole child support.
You know the shit that fucking sucks about that shit? Because if you try to take your kids somewhere, you got to go through them things.
Yep, you can't leave the state.
But the thing, exactly, and I'm trying to get my son a passport. It means I have to deal. Me and his father don't get along because he's just so childish. He's an alcoholic, but it's like he don't want to change that. Whatever.
Live yeah, you got to go. You got to go through alone. Him. You got to go through him. To,
exactly, to, I do exactly. And then
that's the shit that sucks.
Exactly.
For men like that, like you know what I mean, for situations like that.
So it's like you put them on child support, and you still got to deal with doing certain things, like leaving the state.
Even if you don't put them on child support, if you don't put them on
child support, that's their father.
Oh yeah, I can't relate. But okay, go ahead.
Did he sign over, right?
Because
no, nothing.
You know, I was gonna say when that happens, when stuff like that happens, when it comes to child support, whether the father is paying or not, that automatically gives that nigga rights.
Yeah, I was about to say, did he sign over rights for y'all?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? When they don't sign over rights?
Nope.
But if you go down to the passport office and he signed a birth certificate.
So if he ever pursued, he can have those rights to take, like he can seal you to the state because she was born in that state. If you would have left the state, she wouldn't be. Oh, so you smart then. Never mind. You did it. You were smart.
I've been left the state.
No, I mean, no, did you leave the state before she was born? If she was born in the same state that he was in.
I had her in Arizona and I left. After I had, well, she left after I had. I left 4 years later. But
that's what I'm saying. She was born.
But
where
she's a legal resident.
Was she born? Huh? It was her birth certificate signed where he was at too. Like, does he live in Arizona too?
He lives in Arizona. He didn't sign the birth certificate.
And if he ever was the birth certificate Arizona,
yes.
So there's a chance that if he ever wanted to pursue, that he can make you like to say she has to come back there.
Yeah,
they can fight that back in court. They will make you bring that. They will make you bring her back, and you will have to fight that in court there.
This lady, they're not
because
lady,
she was born there. I know somebody who's going through that right now. She was in North Carolina. She's from here. She went to North Carolina, got pregnant. It was great. He kicked her out near the end of the pregnancy. She had the baby. She came back here with the baby, even though the baby was born down there. She has to fly back and forth thousands of dollars.
Mm. Yeah. I was gonna say that this dude, this guy.
Is there a time frame?
No.
Nah. If once they say, "Yo, you gotta bring that kid back," you gotta bring that kid back. If he decides that
he wants to pursue paternity, he has to go through getting the DNA and doing all that stuff. But he can make it so.
Oh, girl, we already went through all that.
No, I'm saying, but if he ever wanted rights, he can make you have to come back, pretty much. Yeah. Even regardless of anything. That's what signing over rights would make it so he could never do that. But if you don't ever do that, it's at 17. He could be 17 and say, "We got to fight. We got to fight because you never signed over rights." She could be 16.
Get them to, or they have to be to a point where they're so dysfunctional that because I've been trying, like, please.
And that's the scary part. If you don't get those rights, they one day can just decide, "I want to put you through hell."
And my son's father is like that. He just, and but he don't have it enough together to do that.
I will go and find the best lawyer and take care of it and be done with that. Period. I'm not stressing it. I'm not worrying about it.
I mean, it's nothing to worry about, but it is still a thing that one day could happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But you know what? Hopefully, if I become famous, we'll probably revisit this conversation again. I'm probably going to have an episode on some legal matters and shit.
I'm going to kill him, motherfucker. I'm not about to battle you.
So, she did not say that on this podcast. We don't even know.
I don't know what that was. I didn't hear nothing. What are you talking about?
I don't even know what's going on.
I finally heard what she was talking about. Who eating so loud? I don't know what she's talking about.
Typo Queen just nuts.
I'm saying some real shit. That's what people think but don't want to say.
No, honestly, it's just fucked up all around. People just be having babies by people they shouldn't, and sometimes they don't know. And sometimes it's not their fault, unfortunately, or it is their fault, or it's just fucked up. The person just flipped one day.
But that's like, where it goes into marriage, where people have babies before marriage. Like,
even people get married, have babies, and then they feel like they gotta stay in a marriage with a shitty
now
marriage.
Now you're paying more because you're paying alimony, you're paying child support.
And alimony.
Or you feel like you gotta stay married. Episode, you gotta screen people and then get your legal facts straight, get your shit together, prenups and all types of signatures. Same thing with when you go to have a child. Like, you should look the same way people screech about marriage is the same way you should feel about making a child with just a random person. People
talk about everything.
Let's have sex, but let's wrap the fuck up.
The issue is
babies happen.
That's a person. But the issue people is, forget that.
No, you go to college, go to school, go do all this stuff, learn all this shit, but people don't learn about other people.
At all. You just ignore
JG, what were you saying?
I was going to say, but the problem is you have people out here that are dudes or whatever. They do the same. They'll say, like, mm-hmm. like Nick Cannon, right? When he got with Mariah Carey, he was so happy just to be with Mariah Carey.
So,
right? But the fact of the matter is, they weren't really compatible because Mariah Carey's extra, right?
She knows.
It's the fact of, it's the fact that I can, or what dudes really think is, oh, she's fine. I'm going to give her a baby just because she's fine. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's cool. Yeah.
To her just because she's fine. And that's it. There's like, and that's the issue that men have an issue because we have two heads, but the motherfucker only thinks with one most of the damn time.
And women until see that time, and they abuse it.
Until it's time to sit, think with the second one. And then when they start thinking with the second one, they're like, man, that was my dumb ass. Like, I got a coworker, right? He has four kids, I think. Four or five kids. But he had two of them, like, when he was in high school, right? Because he said, this is what he always said. He said when he found out his shit worked, he couldn't stop using it. And all he got, I think, three baby moms? Three or four? Something like that.
He was busy.
Yeah.
So the thing is, and he started at 17, one of them. But the thing is that now he's like, he's been paying child support and shit, and he's like, damn, I fucked up. Because it's like, he's paying all this money for child support. And dude, like, it's not worth it. It's, like, really not worth it. Yeah, he loves his kids, but at the same time, like, shit, I could have waited to have these motherfuckers with one person or whatever, you know what I'm saying, instead of all these different people. And then I wanted to bring up, too, was Stevie J, right? This motherfucker is supposed to be going to jail or whatever soon over child support. But allegedly, he take care of all his kids. Allegedly. But him, DMX. I mean, it's like so many people that got fucking a whole bunch of kids that just was fucking just because they could. And then it was like when the money wasn't right at that time, or the woman was like, shit, you famous, I need my money. And they're like, shit, I got 20 kids, I only got this enough to give you this. And they're not smart with spending either. So that's the other issue. But yeah.
Yeah, there's this dude in my town. This nigga, I'm cool with one of his, you know what I'm saying, one of his peoples or whatever. So I looked at her. I said, yo, how many kids does this nigga have? She looked at me in my face and said, 37 that he knows of.
That makes me nauseous a little bit.
I just got sick.
I went to school with a good amount of them. At least, like, you know, a good amount of them. And they would walk past each other. And I'm like, hey, yo, ain't y'all siblings? They're like, yeah, but we don't really fuck with each other. Because the moms don't fuck with each other.
Mm.
As adults.
He populated in schools and shit.
You know what I'm saying? As adults, like, I'll see them on social media all, like, taking pictures together now. They all close. But the fucking crazy part about it is that all of his kids, this nigga's genes aren't strong at all. Because every single one of his kids look like their mother. And then, like, I'm still finding out who... Like, he's the father of certain people. I'm like, yo, this nigga's kid, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? This nigga look like his mom. So it's making sense then. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then the fucked up, the not even the fucked up thing, the whole crazy part about it, this goes back to what y'all saying, is fucking anything moving. He got motherfucking HIV.
Yo, people forget about that. People love fucking. They love fucking.
Mm-hmm. Until you can't something you can't get rid of.
Exactly.
And he's still making kids. He's like in his 60s or something like that. His youngest kid is like, motherfucker, like four or some shit.
Poisonous baby batter. But there was this girl I used to work with back in the day. And she had her boyfriend's sister. I don't know. It wasn't 37, but it was like, I mean, she's a female. She had to have like 17 kids or some shit. But she was just a fucking crackhead who liked to fuck. And she just, and there was a little tiny hick town in North Carolina, and she was just, like, she didn't have that many baby daddies, actually. But she, her and this one dude made a bunch of kids, and her and another dude made a bunch of kids, and then she'd, like, bounce between them niggas, and maybe an outsider come in, and it was just all these kids being made, because they don't give a fuck, they don't even care about, you know, they own,
they smoking dope or shooting up, whatever the fuck they doing.
And people
they
love raw sex.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's like this, this one nigga
Twitter
that,
ain't joking. People love raw sex. Like, obviously.
One, yeah, that's a fact. This one nigga I ain't saying nothing. This one nigga I work with, he got 8. You know what I'm saying? He got 5 with one chick. And I'm like, oh, so, like, which I got divorced or whatever. The nigga's like, yo, he looked at me. This was, like, yesterday. This nigga was like, yo, we was never together. We was just fucking it. And she just kept getting pregnant. I'm like, nigga, what kind of shit is that?
Okay, so, like, at what point do you realize you need to stop?
You're not on your third thinking maybe we should just... Third? Like, I'm just... I'm just trying to figure the fuck out. But, yeah, people love raw sex, like... They like it a lot. I'm not going to lie. I hate condoms. I hate, but it's like, I will abstain and be going at it by myself.
Hey.
Be colored.
I hate condoms. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You know.
I think I've used a condom maybe 3 times in my goddamn life, I think.
That's when you got to get hobby.
Yeah. You know, I.
You know, there's another way that's to clear out somebody? Ask them to go get tested with you, and if they skirt, then you know that's a good sign. It's just another screen protector. You're welcome. Like,
I'm that oh, and honestly, ask. If dudes don't carry condoms, I'm extra weary about that. Like, nigga, what did you think was gonna happen?
Or if they eat, that you just eating random people's ass? And
no,
pussy?
Just
you
just
no, I can't do that. I ain't doing that.
That's shit. They be like, but I just wanna. I'm like, no.
First of all, I need to walk around your house first before I eat it.
Your hygiene.
For one. Because you can kind of tell a person how they take care of themselves by the way they live it too.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true, though. For real, he's right, though. Even if you have a roommate, I had a falling out with my friend. She's the dirtiest bitch I ever met.
I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, women are nasty. Let's just leave it at
no,
women.
I lived with a dude. I was subleasing and it was terrible. Like, he never even bought tissue. Like, I had my own tissue because, I mean, you are. And, like, I started noticing he never had tissue in the bathroom. And I just was calling my friend because we were both subleasing. I was only there for a couple weeks. And I'm just like, dog, like, he never carries tissue in the bathroom. Like, what's going on? And then he's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just something. I'm like, no. I'm like, then it just shit just started getting weird. He was disgusting. I can't live with a guy roommate. Like, if we not together, it's not happening. Because that shit was disgusting.
I can't live with nobody dirty because women bleed. And I don't have time, you fishy bitch.
Well, no. I can't live with females in general. No. Like, I've already thrown that one out.
No, I don't like trifling motherfuckers. But anyways, yeah, screen people for sure.
Not catching red flags.
And, you know, raw sex is cool, but not everything is meant to be overdone. You don't have to, like, you know, overindulge in everything. You know, food is good, but you'll get diabetes.
Niggas be fucking like rabbits, like they not gonna get knocked up.
I just don't.
Like, literally, people get out of relationships and go out. I've witnessed this. They get out of relationships, they go out, and they fuck somebody, and be like, so did you use a condom? No, you're on birth control? Question mark. And it's like,
And another thing is, that's a person. I think people, when they think about, oh, it's a baby, that forms into a person who has to grow up and develop and be
maybe like, oh, it's be so cute. It's like, it's more than that. So much more than that. Like, your life, you gotta go into overdrive. It's not people don't think about it. People see the pictures and the cuteness and the hashtags and the smiles. They don't see the child support, all the struggles, the arguments, the bullshit.
To the point they make motherfucking pages like dedicated to like these kids and shit.
I'd be like, cute mixed babies, and then these girls go out and get knocked up by these white girls. You want to get knocked up by black dudes.
That's black dudes. You know, that's the white baby.
I know this chick, man. She was going on a rampage, you know, going on a rampage about how her, you know, her daughter's father's a deadbeat. But then she comes out and like, I'll have another kid with him, though, because he makes cute kids. And I just looked at her like, where's the logic?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but you know who else said that, though? Amber Rose said that same shit about Wiz. She said, I don't want no other baby daddy. If I have another kid, it has to be with Wiz. And because Wiz makes cute kids.
You know the fuck.
So, I mean.
There was just that awful shit.
Because people be acting like kids are accessories instead of people.
Not everybody is meant to have kids. They can have kids. They just have kids.
That's the thing. You know, that's when it gets to a point where, do you play God?
and like sterilize people. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do it.
It started getting wild because then you guys start being judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah, I just be trying to figure out why does God let y'all exist?
But no, I mean the world getting wilder and wilder. So it's just process of elimination. They just be gone.
They keep on raising them though. It's a cycle.
But they get to see stupid people, and hopefully they won't be stupid. I've seen it where people see stupid people and be like, ooh, my parents are dumb. I see these people over here with these great families and shit. I'm not going to be like my parents. I hope that this smarter generation of kids, because they're smarter. They're more perceptive of shit than even I was. And we were more perceptive than the kids and shit before us. So it's like they really sense shit that like my nephew, I want to say, I think my nephew is like 5, 4, maybe 3. And he asked me why I wasn't in school. And it was like, it's certain stuff, like kids are really perceptive. They're smarter. And hopefully they make better choices, dog. Because we still, I don't know.
What time is it?
Shit. It's late. Oh,
damn.
Yeah, it's late. It's 10:30. Yeah. It was fun.
We just chatting.
I ain't trying to dig.
Y'all tired?
No,
y'all...
we can. I mean, I think the conversation ran its course. Child support is just all—it's all fucked up. Just watch you having kids, by and try to get them drunk and sign their rights over. I don't know. That's the best.
that's basically it.
Or if you're walking into the situation knowing that you just walking into it because you know you can get child support, you just need to just not have sex.
I gotta say that.
That's the same abortion bitches.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Same type bitches.
I do want to say this one thing. When I was pregnant, I knew somebody who was pregnant at the same time, and she explained to me that she intentionally got pregnant so her and somebody else could raise the child, and she could put him on child support and use the state assistance.
The fuck?
What? Bro. Why is people just having babies like they is just?
She
like,
said,
"Not everybody deserves y'all nuts, though."
That shit sounded so funny just now, yo.
What she just
said? Not everybody deserves y'all nuts, though.
No, for real.
They don't.
They don't.
Y'all better treat them bitches like gold. That semen is gold. Oh, I'm just shit. Shit.
Put it on their forehead. Turn around.
Wow, Simba that nigga.
I'm done having kids anyway. And then, you know, my wife, she got the procedure done, so we good.
Oh,
I got three, and she got three. So
y'all good. Y'all got five.
You guys are Gucci.
Y'all got a six man.
Yeah, I'm done. So,
I'm just trying to get one up in this bitch.
But be careful whenever you do, for real, because you heard that.
Please do.
Just know what you're doing.
Still, he got her pregnant
multiple.
Just know what you're doing.
I've been there 28 years, okay?
You said you've been with her for 28 years?
No, I said I've been good 28 years. I'm 28, no kids.
No, it don't matter. Okay. I was 26, no kids. We all slip up one day. You better watch yourself. Find some wood and knock on it.
The problem is I be messing with older chicks, and they already, like, ran that course.
Oh, had a baby? What do you mean? You better watch it.
No.
Better watch
them. Listen. So they usually already had a procedure done, so they can't have it.
You just be busting all up in
there. I would not believe nobody. I'm sorry.
Living your best life.
So that's his problem. You messing with single mothers with mad kids that are fixed.
No, did you get the proof they were fixed? I'm just curious. Did you find out before? Did you find out?
Ain't got no kids.
No, see, and that's the thing. He don't even find. Somebody can really set this nigga up, an older bitch, like, ooh, I'm about to set this nigga.
No. Uh-huh. You're forgetting, but first off, you're forgetting. These motherfuckers, they already had 6 to 12 kids.
Okay.
The mud is done.
We just talked about how these girls be having all them kids, and you just believe them and take their word. That's the same reason why niggas have babies, because they believe birth control.
The one I married has 6 kids. She didn't give child support.
We talking about this.
I don't want to talk about it again, because I was just saying, you need to be more cautious. That's it, because somebody's going to trap you.
Bruh, I'm cautious.
I mean, look, let me tell you something, JD. Women love trapping suckers, and you're the
first thank
to put
you.
On child support, eh? And you in the military, board.
He ain't giving away his whole check and then go live with his mama.
Please
like,
don't.
He don't.
I
have military
if
stories.
If I wanted a meal ticket, baby, JD, you would be the perfect
I tell
for
you,
it.
I'm fixed, too. Hey, let's go.
You to come up, beloved.
You to come up, bro.
Ain't nobody came up yet, because my ass is...
And he talked, but look, knock on wood, dude. You just really want to speak it up.
I'm knocking on steel. What the fuck you mean?
It's not.
Oh Lord, like Jesus Christ. Okay.
Y'all have a black. It is. He about to come back with a baby in like 3 months. Done.
JD, good luck.
Don't be fucking though.
When JD gets pregnant, I mean.
That ball is better.
When JD gets somebody pregnant, that'll be the last time you will ever hear from JD on the podcast again, because. JD, we're not doing this. JD, you're the only one. Oh no, cousin don't have no kids either. So as soon as they get kids, they're not allowed on the podcast.
Damn, what? y'all have a blessed evening, because I'm seeing these numbers keep creeping up, and it's 10:30.
Right, it is.
I'm like an old woman for real.
It's 7:51, so yeah, it's about time for us.
Yeah, y'all have a good night. This was cool watching you.
Bust. Right.
Yeah, I'll upload this tomorrow. So y'all have a good night. I'm out.
Yep. Bye, y'all.
All right, peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.